any further thoughts with regard to our that decision we may have to make today?
Sir, I just don't think it's justified.
You don't at this point?
At this point.
I'm waiting for, I've been after Henry all day, but Scowcroft hasn't said he expected a message any minute about an hour and a half ago, but I hasn't gotten it in yet, so see what it shows. But let me say this, Al. I've been thinking about it, and hell, if there's a risking the fact that call up some of the POW thing, that if it's going to buy us a little insurance, I'll do it. You know.
Well.
It's there. The problem I see with it, I've been doing a lot of cogitating about it since you and I talked, is that really meaningful doing it now means, particularly as to whether we would do it later, particularly when already questions are being asked now by the press and arrest now. What justification do you have to continue to bomb in Cambodia, etc., after all of our people are out? See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On the legal side, we have that problem. The problem is how we'll have to find our justifications, but it's not an easy one to answer, is it?
No, it's not. But even that's not why I just don't see. They have toned down a bit, at least in terms of the facts that we can determine.
Yeah, I've noticed that I've been reading in the last couple of days, and it's been maybe a bit, 20% or so, and it's less clear than it was.
And then they snap back with that to get the POWs out a little earlier.
Now, I want to tell you what I did on that, though. I don't know whether it's the degree or not, but they get the POWs out, but they that did not include the nine in Laos. And I said that as far as we were concerned, we would get them out before the 28th. But in other words, the 20 being on the 27th, because I don't think we ought to move those people out.
Nope.
Do you agree?
Exactly right. To live by the agreement as made.
The agreement is the 20th, and we expect them out of Laos then, too, don't we? Isn't it?
Laos.
Wasn't that part of the agreement, too?
Yes, it was, although, they've come back and hitched on it. But that's the
true. But I don't think that I can, that we can justify withdrawing everybody until they're out of Laos. At least those nine guys over there, they got a right, we got a right to them. One of them is just as important as that first guy came out.
Well, that's right. That's right.
So in other words, when Scowcroft raised us this morning and they'd offer that we withdraw by the 25th also, well, I thought, hang it on the Laos thing and say, I put it on the basis that we couldn't be ready by that time, that we'd be ready before the 28th.
Right.
Sound about right to you?
Yes, I think that's right. That's the way it was set up. It's good to be concerned in any event. And, in any event, it did suggest a degree of more cooperation.
Right.
The incident rates in country.
They were some. Yeah, I couldn't sense that much. These numbers mean so little. That is, they say, the major ones and the minor ones. I guess the total is down a bit. But you think they are down a little?
They're down a little, and that probably doesn't mean a goddamn thing when you're watching these things and looking for a basis to do, it's hard.
Yeah. So at the moment, you would
I think we'd have to watch it a little longer. And Chu came out when, South Vietnamese made a strong statement, an accusation yesterday, and they overkilled a bit. I think we've gotten their attention. They know that we're taking it seriously. We've had a lot of good speculation in the American press, which would convince Hanoi that they're on the verge of trouble.
Yeah, the American press, of course, anticipates something entirely different from what we're going to do.
That's right.
In other words, thinking we'd hit the North again.
That's
whatever. I think at this, so on that score, Al, you, as far as the reaction here is concerned, I don't think that's going to make a lot of difference. I mean, in the trail. Whether the point is, then it really gets down to the reaction there. I don't know. That's a tough one to figure as to whether just up and cracking them now positive reaction, I think we should do it. Question, not any question, but in this case, I'm not quite so sure. Another thing, too, I don't know what we can follow it up with. That's another thing that bothers me a bit.
Well, you have to be ready to follow it up, and that's the
point. That's the point.
You know, if they held up on the PWs and they continued to cheat, then that would be it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, but, it's going to be a little bit tough, and where you get your criticism only is the fact that you did it with the POWs being jeopardized by the act. Be the source of the criticism.
Right.
And I just don't see enough to go this way at this moment.
I don't see enough to make that risk at this moment.
No, because I don't think the results are going to be that.
The results, not only militarily, are not significant.
No, sir.
But the point is whether psychologically the results are important, and I'm not so sure they're that important either. No, that's...
If you get a backlash, it could be the worst thing we could do.
What?
If you get a backlash here at home, it could be the worst thing that we...
Oh, my God, yes.
You see, that would tell Hanoi, well, hell, Christ, look, we've just 2 days in Laos and look at the trouble they're in.
That's right.
We can take that anytime.
That's right. So, therefore, just break it right and left.
That's right. And I sort of look to this thing as a 1-2 punch, where we have to have... flagrant comeback to our message to those people, which we haven't gotten, which they told us in fact to go to hell, and the tempo was still high. We haven't gotten the response that's belligerent.
Right.
We have gotten some drop off. There's some drop off in incidents. We've had the forthcoming release and withdrawal scenario.
As a matter of fact, the point is, when you look at my statement of last week, even the lousy press. Been sort of playing it that, well, there has been some drop-off and so forth, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, the bastard in the New York Times today described it as a major drop-off.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they said...
That isn't true.
Since this.
Well, that doesn't hurt us, though. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't hurt us here if we don't believe it.
No, but it doesn't hurt us with Hanoi because they know that you're taking this seriously.
Yeah, I think the warning was probably worthwhile. I mean, you know, I guess I don't like to make warnings and then not kick somebody, but nevertheless, I guess it was worthwhile since they haven't done anything to make me have to do it. Is you mean? Is that the way you'd look at it?
Yes, sir. I really think now that our best bet is to just continue to watch this thing and not foreclose doing it. Whenever the we all conclude that this thing is intolerable, but right now it's still tolerable, I believe.
You've got to figure this. I mean, I really looking down the road, and this is the real problem we're going to have with our friend too. Is that if this thing flares up again, and he'll be hollering for help and this and that, there's going to be damn little public sentiment in this country for that help. You know, problem.
That's right.
That's why what he's got on the air and on the ground, he's got to use it damn well. As a matter of fact, Al, Abrams thinks they're in pretty damn good shape, doesn't he, considering everything?
Yes.
Good God, they've got the men, they've got the equipment, haven't they? They got an Air Force, haven't they? Pretty good Air Force?
They've got all that they need for another year, so they can handle anything. And they should get stronger. Meantime, if they're doing it right.
Yeah. Another thing, too, in the meantime, the Russians and the Chinese have one hell of a stake in not having this thing flare up. Because we put it awful hard to the Russians, you know. I've, in effect, Henry told Dobrynin that Ambassador Dobrynin has been sending all these slobbery messages, and I said, now look, we can work, but I said, if there's any flare up in Vietnam, forget the summit. I just put it candidly, there isn't going to be any. That's going to have some, I think, some mitigating effect. I mean, knowing that the bastards would like to screw us, but they may want that at least before they do it.
That's right. And I don't think they want to risk another round of what happened in December.
No, neither do we. That's
the
problem.
We don't either. But
stopped to think of it. I was just looking over they always send me half a dozen of these POW, letters and so forth. They're responding to my note, and my God, as far as the bombing in December is concerned, we don't have to make that case. They're making it, aren't they?
They're making it.
Isn't it amazing?
It really is something.
And you just read their notes, and it's something to say. I'm telling you, these peace and any fighters, there's the ones that wanted us to do the bombing and the rest, they're really buttoning up their lips now, aren't they?
Well, because unless their own criminal press would have to join with the POWs. Can't side against them.
We'll see what Henry comes up with. I don't know. He's sitting down there in the island tonight, or wherever it is. And it's a little hard. It's pretty easy to call it from out there.
I told him he was in a foxhole.
Yeah. That's right. But whatever it's worth, what Abrams does, what does he feel?
I think I
don't want you to
specifically on this judgment, but my sensing is that he would watch it and. And that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Just not quite hard enough yet. And we've usually felt these things when they come.
Yep. In other words, the pressures are not that hard.
No, sir.
I think actually, you may, even though the CIA and the rest says the weather's part of it and the rest, it may be that the little shot across the barrel, the warning of last week, had some effect.
Well, I know it got their attention now. That I would suspect that they're going to be a little more cautious.
Just a little.
I don't think there's going to be any change in the cheating and all that goes with it.
Oh, no.
We never did think that. But what we had to worry about.
Now listen, our side's going to cheat too. Aren't they?
Well, that's right. And we have it since already. We certainly have.
And the defense is there, right?
That's right. Well, the big thing is, are we going to be able to keep the lid on this thing for the period of time necessary? And I don't think this fundamentally jeopardizes that ability yet.
Looking at Cambodia, what answer do you give if they say, well, now, what justification from a legal standpoint do you have for continuing to bomb in Cambodia?
Because that government is under attack. We've been asked by that government to support. And we have made it very clear that bomb will stop the minute the enemy activity stops.
So we could tie it to the ceasefire and say, well, there was an agreement for a ceasefire in Cambodia, that is, well, at least a protocol to that effect, and for withdrawal of forces, and it has not occurred until as long as the agreement is not complied with, why we will continue to
exactly
enforce it. That's all.
That's right. And we've got to keep it on the agreement basis.
I guess so. Okay, Al, thank you.
Bye, Mr. President.